only watch as everything that he cherished goes away.
All right.
And then he begins to haunt other places, and similar things happen to him. And then he begins to go, he can go, and he moves through time, and he sees other things, but he's always watching and usually reticent and sometimes a bit angry. And this is a film about loss and about grief, and it's melancholy, but it's very, very memorable. It's about all of those things, and it's about impermanence and how nothing lasts.
Wow.
Not meant to last. And there are moments of great melancholy and sadness, but that's the strength of the movie. It's the power of the movie. And yes, the director chose a deliberately almost hokey character to convey this. David Lowery, some years ago now, we talked about a film that he did a few years ago called Ain't Done Body Faints with these same two lead actors. He's also done some other things, and he is someone to watch. This is a remarkable little film. And our ghost goes through these things, and we see how people's lives change and how they move. And then there's a scene about sort of time and how time can dilate and so forth. And
wow.
It's quite something. It will stay with you.
Yeah. Wow.
As I said, the impermanence is sort of, what's the philosophy, the wabi-sabi, if you like, of things, impermanence and how things change and how they must change and how people want to have connection and our ghost wants that too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a neat review. When you first started out telling me about the ghost with the sheet, and I was and portrayed it as the hokey character, I went, where is this going? Then I was on the fence because you started talking very positively about it, and now you took it right down to the affect of a movie, and it doesn't always have to be a pleasant effect to be a good piece of art.
Oh,
pretty neat.
Well, yes, it's not unpleasant. It's just, those are the things. Those are what he's dealing with here.
Yeah.
And it will stay with you. I mean, obviously, there's no film that's for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I really recommend this one. It was done on a tiny budget.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is, after seeing the film, that after it was done almost in secret. They didn't publicize it. They, those people and Casey Affleck, these are very, the two leads are very well known.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as if we have unknowns and so there's no interest.
Okay.
They did that deliberately, and it's something that will stay with you. As I said, to me, that's what it left me with, And there are some scenes of genuine, that are very, that are quite melancholy and sad. But that's not to me the lingering effect, if you like. Yeah,
right.
A ghost story. It's out there streaming. You can find it easily.
Right.
I'd be interested. Yeah, I.
The Affleck family is this not part of the Affleck family?
Yes, he is. That's Ben's little brother.
How did they do that? How did they just keep throwing more and more of this family into the movie theaters?
It's in the blood, man.
Wow.
It's a little reductive to say he's a talented guy.
Yeah.
He is a very talented guy, as is his brother.
Yeah.
We could talk about them. I have some opinions about that, but mm-hmm. No, it's they've got They got some talent in the gene pool over there at the Affleck's, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Cool. All right, so we got two good ones. So we got a trifecta today. So what else? Who else you got?
All right, this is I Capture the Castle, rated R from 2003. It's directed by Tom Frywell, and it stars Rose Byrne, Henry Thomas, and Romola Giovanni, excuse me if I'm mispronouncing the name, and it's two girls, 17 and 18, or 16 and 17, are living with their dad, who had a very successful novel 12 years ago, and since then has not written a word. They are living in a crumbling castle in England, and they are destitute. And their bohemian, flaky mom isn't really helping much. Okay, so hope arrives in the form of their two young American landlords, and Rose, the very pretty older sister, played by Rose Byrne, if they can marry her to one of, you know, to one of these gentlemen, you know, this will solve their problems. Okay, so this is about love and first love and loss and desire and feeling. And it has enough grace and sort of a light enough touch to keep it sort of moving along and involving you. And I think this is well served by everybody here. Bill Nye is also here, who's always watchable, and we see, you know, these young girls, and they're not very, they've lived a sort of cloistered life, and so they're not quite sure how to go about these things and how to navigate these sometimes treacherous waters, and there's all sorts of these romantic entanglements and sort of those things that come along with first love, etc. Yeah, it's called I Capture the Castle. Just give it a look.
Okay. Excellent. So Ready Player One. And Ghost Story, and this one was I Capture the Castle. Excellent. Appreciate it as always, sir. We got some great movies to put on our list, and we'll catch you up until next Friday. Thank you very much.
We'll see you then.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. Mike at the Movies giving you three good ones. Check those out. Ready Player One, blockbuster, so to speak, but as it turns out, it's worthy of its status. Spielberg is always good, right? All right, we are at a break. It's the top of the hour. I need to do a news and the weather, and we will be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes, right after the break. Of its status. Spielberg is always good, right? All right, we are at a break. It's the top of the hour. I need to do a news and the weather, and we will be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes, right after the break.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the president's agenda today, an announcement this afternoon about his planned tragedy. The FBI now investigating a reported bombing at a Texas church early yesterday. The Reverend C. Andrew Doyle posting on Facebook, the package bomb blew up on the front steps of the St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Beaumont. It's the second such device to be found in Beaumont in a month. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A White House official is under fire for reportedly saying that Senator John McCain doesn't matter because he's dying. The Arizona Republican is against President Trump's nominee to be CIA Director Gina Haspel. According to The Hill, White House Special Assistant Kelly Sadler said McCain's opposition doesn't matter because he's dying. McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer last summer and hasn't been in the nation's capital since late last year. Sadler has reportedly apologized to McCain's family. The Trump administration is now cutting off funding for a NASA research program that tracks greenhouse gases. Science Magazine reports the administration won't fund any new research under the carbon monitoring system. The program, known as CMS, tracks the flow of carbon dioxide all around the planet to check on improvements and failures of efforts to cut pollution linked to climate change. A NASA spokesman telling the magazine the administration is canceling the $10 million program because of higher priorities when it comes to the science budget. And the oldest living American is dead. Delphine Gibson of Pennsylvania died Wednesday at 114, born in 1903, and crediting her longevity to her faith and her church family. Pennsylvania's governor calling her an incredible Pennsylvanian. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunter and Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well, the time is 8:05. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington right now, it's 66 degrees, clear skies, no rain in the forecast today. It is Friday, TGIF, May 11th, 2018, and sunny to partly cloudy and a high of 71, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. This evening will give way to occasional showers overnight, a low near 50, winds light and variable chance of rain 50%. Rain with thunderstorms in the evening. Tomorrow, a few storms may be severe and a high around 75. Winds south-southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 90%. Mother's Day, not looking so good right now. We got to fix that. It's cloudy with showers and a high of 58. Winds east-northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 60%. Cloudy skies early on Monday, though. Then partly cloudy in the afternoon, 75. Intervals of clouds and sunshine and 80 on Tuesday. Scattered thunderstorms, 76 on Wednesday the 16th. Temperatures in the area. It is 66 in Raritan, 66 in Kingwood, 66 in Lambertville, 57 at the county complex, 65, 63 in Stockton, 61 in Pattonburg, 62 in Highbridge, 66 in Asbury, and 67 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio TGIF weather.
All you Veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and, of course, the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes fought back the tears. And when her youthful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders bore the weight of all her fears. And a sorrow no one hears still rings in midnight silence in her ears. Let her cry.
Welcome back. Welcome to Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunchimer.com. Good Morning Hunterdon. This is Big C coming live from the Hunchimer of Commerce offices in Leamington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Wildflower. It is Wildflower Week. We got spring happening here. We got some mild weather. Farmers markets opening up. Unfortunately, we got some thunderstorms in the forecast, and I'm not happy about the fact that's affecting Mother's Day, because I'm sure people have plenty of things planned for Mom. Welcome to the Good Morning Hunterdon Show. It is Friday, and the first thing we have to do is get you your traffic report, because you need to get to work, and I need to get you that, so I get it from heart. It's registered with them, and you'll get the alerts that I get via email. You can pick the roads you want, local, county, state, and interstate roads, and they help you with all the items that you need, or specific items that you need to get where you need to get to. We had sun glare early this morning. That was definitely affecting life as we know it. 629, exit 33 in Bernardsville. Delays due to a motor vehicle accident west of exit 33 in Bernardsville. Left and center lanes were closed. 5 to 10 minute delay. That was an hour and a half ago. And an update on that. An accident investigation is happening. So it's a 20-minute delay as of 7 o'clock this morning. And now it is still delayed as of 7:05 because of rubbernecking. Now, that's been an hour ago, and they don't have any more updates since that time. But if you are proceeding in that direction, you might want to just make sure that you're not getting affected by anything else. Make sure you've got an alternate route just in case. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunchimer Radio Traffic. It's Friday, so what's on Hunchimer.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. At 8:30, we have Michelle Heide for the investment update, and we talk about the markets and how they're doing, and we're in the second Friday of the month, so we'll find out how that's all happening. On 8:40, we have Mike at the movies. Good friend of mine gives you three movies to look at, one in the theaters, one that is a stream or a DVD that just came out, and one that's his pick of the week. So you get, sometimes you get three. Most of the time, you're guaranteed to get one, because Mike's pick of the week is not something that you're going to ignore. And Mike gives you some good ideas about movies that you might not get to learn about because of the, you know, the marketing and everything like that that goes on out there. It's hard to cut through all the noise, but Mike does it, so check out his reviews on HuntingJimBerRadio.com's Good Morning Hunting Show every Friday. The rest of the show, that eclectic mix of news, information, trivia, sports. We got the Thunder and the Patriots we talk about. So all that's coming up over the next 2 hours. After me, it's Hands Across Hunterdon with Susan Lax from Hunterdon Helpline. She comes on and talks all about Hunterdon Helpline as a hub of the people and organizations that will help you with any challenge that you are facing in Hunterdon County. And I mean anything. You call them up, and they are clinched onto solving your problem and making sure that you get to a person that will help you. It might be another organization, but typically that other organization is the best option, because that's what they specialize in. And so Hunterdon Helpline and the Hands Across Hunterdon Show is dedicated to making sure that you get the expertise that you need. And then they follow up. They make sure that you got what you wanted, that you are that you did get connected, that somebody did call you back. That's been the mantra for over 50 years with the Hunterdon Helpline, who just moved into a new office, and they deserve it because they've been working really hard. So check that out. 11 to 12, it's the Home Sweet Home guys, Patrick and Steve, telling you how to improve your home, do the maintenance that's necessary to improve your home, and make sure that it's being taken care of properly. You want to get the value out of your house, you want to find out the value of what a particular maintenance or enhancement is going to do for you, the Home Sweet Home guys talk to you about it, tell you about it, and tell you how to do it right. Home Sweet Home is on 11. Fat Guys at the Movies, a show talking about movies, not just current, potentially in the future, but also a look back at movies that in the past. So Mr. Carr sits there and tells all about what's going on in the world of cinema. After that, we have Bob Burns, Awaken to Your Purpose. Bob comes on for 2 hours. His first hour is to help you figure out what you're doing on this planet. What is the point of your life? Because everybody's got a reason. The question is, did you figure it out? And Bob helps navigate everybody to that and also brings on people that have found it. At the same time, while you're on that journey, you need to pay attention to the little things in life, and that's living consciously. And that's on from 2 to 3. Bob Burns does that as well, and he tells you all about how to appreciate life every little day. And I'm sure he's got a big story for you today based on what I heard. So listen to Bob and find out all about how Bob appreciates life. I'll let you know. Now It's the News is on from 3 to 4. It's a tongue-in-cheek look at the current events of the week. We move on to It's the Law with Pat Smits, who's on from 4 to 5. Pat talks about legal issues and cases that have been decided in New Jersey and how that affects you, your family, your house, and your business. And then the last show of the week is the sports guys. Three attorneys sit down and debate national sports. Most of the time they gravitate to football, but they talk about other national sports, the NBA, NHL, and baseball. And so you can listen to them. It's an interesting little dialogue. They bring all their facts, but they kind of talk in that polite attorney speak, and it's pretty unique to hear. It's not the type of sports show you're going to listen to on ESPN or FAN. This is only on HuntingJimBerRadio.com. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HuntingJimBerCom website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamber.com in just a moment.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes fought back the tears. And when her
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Yeah, I know. I gave you the... gave the update a little while ago with heavy delays, 15 to 20 minutes, due to the motor vehicle accident and rubbernecking. At Bernardsville, exit 33, 78 both directions, so that is still a problem out there, so be prepared with an alternate route. Good morning, Hunterdon and Huntchamber Radio Traffic. Weird Al helping me with BrownieLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. It's Borderline Personality Disorder Month. It's Bladder Cancer Awareness Month. Better Hearing and Speech Month. Awareness of Medical Orphans Month. Asthma Awareness Month. I'm sure the people who have asthma are very aware of it. Those who don't understand it is the ones that need to get
understanding. Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's Araminth Month. Arthritis Awareness Month. APS Awareness Month. It is American Wetlands Month and ALS. Amyotrophic Lateral Sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's Disease Month. For the week, there's tons of them here, all finishing up tomorrow. World Dystonia Awareness Week, National Nurses Day and Week. Thank you, nurses and all over there at the Hunter Medical Center. Appreciate all you do. National Tourism Week. Be Kind to Animals Week. Dating and Life Coach Recognition Week. Drinking Water Week. Get your water tested. It usually happens in October. Many of the municipalities offer that, especially if you have well water. Just don't know what's leaching into your well water. Flexible Work Arrangement Week. Goodwill Industries Week. Hurricane Preparedness Week. International Clitoris Awareness Week. National Alcohol and Drug Related Birth Defects Awareness Week. National Anxiety and Depression Awareness Week. National Correctional Officers Week. National Family Week. National Hospital Week. National Hug Holiday Week. National Pet Week. National Raisin Week. National Wildflower Week. Peripheral Neuropathy Awareness Week. North American Occupational Safety and Health Week. Public Service Recognition Week. Root Canal Awareness Week. Teacher Appreciation Week. Update Your References Week. Children's Book Week. National Wildflower Week. PTA Teacher Appreciation Week. International Coaching Week. National Safety Stand Down Week. National Stuttering Awareness Week. Universal Family Week started yesterday. And for today, it's Hostess Cupcake Day. I was just talking to somebody about that. I was talking to Michelle Heidi about that not too long ago. What was the food that she was gravitating to as a kid when she could be quote-unquote bad? Military Spouse Appreciation Day, National Foam Rolling Day, National Provider Appreciation Day, Root Canal Appreciation Day. I'm sure there's a reason to appreciate root canals, because you probably, the other item, the other side of the coin is probably worse, but root canal is not exactly the most enjoyable experience anybody's had. Child Care Provider Day, yes, there are plenty of people that need to go to work, and child care centers and nannies at home, thank you. Fintastic Friday, and it's Eat Whatever You Want Day. So do it all backwards. Have, like, dinner at breakfast time or cold pizza or something like that. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com and Weird Hal Yankovic. Pick something. I'm sure you can. Get involved. Coming from the Hunter County Democrat, local Boy Scout advances in rank, published on May 10th, a community bulletin of members of Annandale's Boy Scout Troop 200, gathered on May 6th in the Tabernacle at Camp Tecumseh, as Dylan Berenty was awarded the rank of Eagle Scout at his Court of Honor. Dylan is the troop's 88th Eagle Scout and the son of Andrew and Brant Berenty, Andrew and Brandy Berenty of Alexandria Township. Dylan's path to Eagle began 7 years ago when he joined Troop 200. He was served as the troop's quartermaster for several years and is a member of the Order of the Arrow, Boys Scouts National Honor Society, and a staff member of the National Youth Leadership Training from Washington Crossing Council. Dylan is also a certified in Wilderness First Aid and is a BSA lifeguard and serves as an archery and shooting sports safety instructor at Aconiquin Scout Reservation. Dylan set a lofty goal for his Eagle Scout project, building a playground and raised garden beds for the women and children who will reside at Grandma's House, a home for women who receive help from the Life Choices organization.
This project was intended to give an example to mothers and their children in hopes that they will follow the principles of scouting in life, give back to the community. The project took over 530 hours to complete and the help of scouts, friends, and family. A student of Fireside Academy at Bethlehem, PA, and a first Eagle Scout and his family, Dylan thanked all the volunteers who worked on the project, the Scoutmaster and the Assistant Scoutmasters and his family. Quote, "Scouting has challenged me to do things I had never thought possible, such as climbing 12,400 feet up a mountain, practicing low-impact camping, and learning to survive in the backcountry with limited supplies," he said. There you have it. A kid who is giving back and appreciates all that he has gotten. Kind of like Living Consciously, which happens at 2 o'clock on Hunchimber Radio. Dylan, congratulations, and once again, another example of we have plenty of youth that get it. We keep highlighting the ones that don't, and that's been the way it's been for years. It's just that it's more aggressive in the way we do it today. It's wrong. There are plenty of students, kids, young adults who do get it, and we're going to be in just fine shape when those people become our leaders. That's Vitamin C for today. We'll get to celebrity birthdays in a little bit. Gonna take a break and get Michelle Heidi on the phone. Hang on.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The only way for peace was through partnership and engagement. We are together. Nothing is impossible. We are divided. All will fail.
A former U.S. president issues a warning at a speaking engagement in Washington last night about what he calls the danger of isolation. George W. Bush recalling a famous quote that the former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill once made about the United States.
The price of greatness is responsibilities. One cannot rise to be in many ways the leading community in the civilized world without being involved in its problems.
Bush speaks as he's honored by the Atlantic Council. Meanwhile, President Trump addressed a rally in Elkhart, Indiana, where he said he'd like to renegotiate that deal with Iran.
And I hope to be able to make a deal with them. A good deal, a fair deal, a good deal for them, better for them.
This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Okay, it's time for Michelle Heidi, who's on the phone from Patton Heidi and Associates, and we were just talking offline about how you're. Are we allowed to say it? I don't want to break your kids.
Oh no, absolutely.
How the tradition is somehow that, and I've seen this in so many different households, including ours, that the kids want to give you breakfast in bed as in Mother's Day or your birthday, and we were just laughing how it's one of the most uncomfortable things to do. Not really a lot of fun to try and actually eat breakfast in bed. And as I'm not a mother, but I assume that mothers fret about it, because now you got to deal with trying to enjoy the breakfast, not disappoint your kids, and you don't want to make a mess and have to clean
right.
that up.
Exactly. Exactly.
It, like, adds more anxiety than you really needed that day, right?
Oh, absolutely.
God,
and then
funny.
You add a few pets to the mix, you know.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Who then want to join in on the fun and, you know, try and get your food. So, yeah. And
I didn't even think about that.
More,
that's
yeah.
funny. Oh, my. That's funny. All right. So, on a different topic, I know we had this chat a little while ago, but I thought about it as soon as I saw it today. Today is, there's two things today that are unusual celebrations. The first one is Hostess Cupcake Day.
Ah.
Which is one of the secret, you know, taboo foods that we were talking about not too long ago.
Exactly.
And today is Eat What You Want Day.
Ah.
So you can be bad. Now,
okay.
I got to hand it to Hostess Cupcakes. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but the fact that they've put Hostess Cupcakes on Eat What You Want Day.
Exactly.
That's good marketing right there, baby. So.
Absolutely. Well, okay, I feel a little better now because I was in New York City on Wednesday, and I had lunch with some clients, and they're like, oh, we have to take you to this fabulous Greek bakery across the street because mm-hmm. they have to bring some stuff home for your family. I was like, well, okay, twist my arm. So, of course, this morning, I'm like, oh, I totally forgot I had, you know, I brought these back, and they were these, oh, my God, you know, obviously so full of sugar, but it was like sugar and almond paste and these little cookies. And, mm-hmm. you know, I typically don't eat sweets first thing in the morning because then I want to eat sweets all day long. But now I don't feel as guilty. Now
there
I
you go.
Eat anything you want today.
Well, no, now you were a leader. Now
exactly.
you're a maverick.
The cookie did taste good with the coffee.
We have to follow in Michelle Heidi's footsteps. She has led us to the promised land of making sure that we follow Eat What You Want Day. So.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Oh, boy.
You know, see, I would just be bad and eat like cold pizza or something like that. But whatever.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So, all right. You're on here to talk about the markets.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I guess we should address that. So let's see. So, yeah, yesterday ended up being a nice positive day in the green. The Dow ended up just under 200 points. NASDAQ mm-hmm. and S&P were also up as well.
Nice.
You know, so even though the economic data came in a little bit lighter than expected, you know, I guess that didn't necessarily turn the investor psychology around at all. And mm-hmm. even this morning, the futures are looking higher. Oil prices pulled back a tad. You know, the past couple of days, they had been rising based upon what's happening between the U.S. and Iran. We've got some economic data coming out this morning regarding import-export prices and consumer sentiment. And then we had a bunch of earnings coming out this morning. We had NVIDIA coming in. They really blew past what the expectations were earnings-wise. They came in at $2.05 a share versus $1.47 a share, and revenue also beat. We had Dropbox, same thing. They came in above both on earnings and revenue. News Corp matched. Thomson Reuters beat by a penny, also beat on the revenue side. And then Yelp lost 3 cents a share, which was smaller than the 5 cents a share loss that was expected, and also topped on the revenue front. But then Symantec, this was announced, I think, late yesterday, that their annual report may be delayed depending on the outcome of an internal investigation of unspecified monetary issues. You know, so we're not quite sure what that's all about, but I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that over the next couple of days.
Yeah, wow.
And then, let's see, the Asia region closed mixed following the upbeat day on Wall Street yesterday. Mm-hmm. European markets were currently trading somewhat mixed as well, although they're on pace, I think, for their biggest weekly gain for the year, their week winning streak for the year, something like that, but they're doing okay. And then, as I mentioned, here in the U.S., it looks like we'll be opening in the green as well.
Well, all right. So have we broken out of the roller coaster is the question, right?
That's the question, exactly.
And the answer is yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we just broke through that trend, and now we're going up again. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
We passed. The reason I say that is because we passed a minor peak that we had set back in April 8th, April 18th. Okay. So we're going to see what we're going to do. There's a couple of levels that we're going to hit and see if they're going to stay. Right now, that's pretty interesting that we remember that triangle we were talking about. So we've gotten out of that pattern. Yeah. Now. So very cool.
All right.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I hope your breakfast in bed goes well. Are they good cooks?
They're good cooks when they take the time, you know, they set aside the time to cook and they work together as a team. You know, okay. Of course, you know, my son's like, well, why do you get to do that part and I have to do the other part? And, of course, my daughter's like, you know, take turns. Let's just, you know. But overall, they're pretty good cooks. They don't burn too much and most of what they make tastes pretty good.
Okay. And that's the other thing. You gotta smile.
Exactly. Have to put the happy face happy on no matter how on. Terrible it tastes now.
No, it's all good. Cherish them because
absolutely.
It'll be a couple years from now they're going to go, what? It's Mother's Day?
Exactly. I'll be longing for those days of the homemade carts.
Forgot all about that, Mom. Mm-hmm. And does your husband help keep the peace in the kitchen, or does he just stay the heck out of there so he doesn't get in trouble?
Well, a little of both, yeah.
All right, he's already in trouble. All right.
Depending on the tone.
Excellent. Awesome. Have a great weekend, Michelle.
All
we'll
right.
talk to you
thank
again
you.
Next week. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
And have
too.
A good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associate Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of Hunt Chamber of Commerce and Hunt Chamber Radio. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update every morning on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamberRadio.com. All right. Let's see what else. It's Irving Berlin's birthday today, and we didn't get to that yet, but he wrote a song called Let's Face the Music and Dance, and Nat King Cole is performing that. We'll be right back. Mike at the Movies, right after this.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then...
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's Friday, and we get to talk movies with Mike to talk about movies that he's reviewed at the theater, streaming, and his pick of the week. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Big C.
So, dude, it's Friday, and getting close. I guess we're into blockbuster season already, right? The Avengers of War and Infinity and all sorts of crazy things, marketing that's going on, so... You always kind of look for other things to talk about. There's no point in trying to go against the machine over there, right? So, what do you got for us today?
Well, you know, I mean, blockbusters certainly have their place. You know,
yep.
Nothing against the blockbuster. Maybe we'll even talk about one or two.
All right.
Let's start with Ready Player One.
Okay.
This is. Rated PG-13, directed by Steven Spielberg, which stars Tyler Sheridan and Olivia Cooke. In the year 2045, people are living in a dystopian society. Things are pretty grim, but it's okay because they can escape that reality by going into the virtual reality world of Oasis, which is an unlimited, virtually unlimited reality where you can be and do whatever you like. And so, the person who invented this and created this has died, and now he has left his fortune and control of Oasis to the person who can complete these challenges and gain these three keys and win the contest and be worthy. And so, we have our unlikely young hero who comes from a dysfunctional family in this dystopia and some of his friends along the way, and he has an avatar, as everyone does, and there's also an evil corporation also trying to win this challenge and, event, you know, take over the world, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a lot of fun. We have a... I'm not a devotee of video games, but this is such a completely realized world in the virtual reality world, the animation, but also we go back to the characters' waking lives, if you like, and we have a race, and we have these contests, and we have this conflict, and Spielberg is able to give us all of this and balances everything quite nicely, and What's really fun about it is that he filled the thing. I don't know. I haven't read the source material, the book, but he filled it with all sorts of references. I mean, we have appearances here. Everybody from King Kong, Batman, Beetlejuice. They're making cameos. They're involved, and it's just such. And it zooms along quite nicely. And yes, it makes its point, if you like, about perhaps you know. Human connection, if you like, but don't. This is not what this film is about, in my humble opinion. Of course, it really is just a pleasure to be involved, to enjoy the visuals, to enjoy the many of the references come from the 70s and 80s. You know, as I said, some of the characters that you'll see the. The main character, his vehicle for part of it is the DeLorean from Back to the Future. There's all sorts of things like that. So it's a lot of fun. It's been out for a while now. It's still in the theaters. And even if video games and such are not perhaps, you know, your idea of fun, this film is still worth a look.
Mm-hmm. So you got to hand it to the... whoever put it together, that I don't know if, like you said, the source material or was it Spielberg, but it's preying on the nostalgia of of the generation that's kind of like got the money right now, right? Kind of dragging in the 40s and 50, the 40 and 50 olds.
I think it's actually celebrating those things rather than
wrong choice of words. Yes, marketing to them.
I really think it's, and I'm sure it's Spielberg because he's firmly at the helm here.
Yeah.
I think it's really celebrating those things and reveling in those things and the characters in the film. There's a scene where they sort of have these bit of artifacts of sorts. And, this is from this film and so forth and so on. And the music is also part of the music is from that era as well.
Which
is fun.
Cool.
But even if it's believe me, it wouldn't succeed if it was a pure nostalgia trip. It's just a lot of fun. It really is.
So I have a question about the setting. Well, like you mentioned, some of the characters that will recognize Beetlejuice and Batman and stuff like that.
Do they
somehow extract the true footage and put them in the movie? Or
No, they're not taking clips or pieces from those original films. No, they're just taking those characters.
Okay, so somebody is
using those characters, but they come in unexpected moments, or you. You know, you'll be surprised. You say, "Oh my goodness!" You know, and you can pick them out, obviously, and it just adds to the fun.
Okay. Now, the other question, more on the setting, is how does Spielberg portray it as being in the virtual reality world or in this game world versus true reality? How do you realize that?
Because when they're in Oasis, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
The animation changes a bit, and that sort of thing.
Okay,
it's very nicely realized.
Yeah. Now I was just curious because is there any times when the movie flips back and forth between reality versus the game?
Yeah, it does so rather seamlessly,
and it's
certainly not anything that's going to distract you or quite the contrary.
Okay, excellent. So. A long time ago, I know we had this conversation. There is a virtual reality game out there called Second Life, and you can do exactly these things to a certain extent. So I just happened to jump up to the website again, and Second Life is still out there, and their whole website talks about creativity and entertainment and social and real estate and education, and my favorite part is meet real Second Life residents.
Without becoming too terribly metaphysical, the nature of reality has changed.
Yes.
I was watching another film recently, and it was told from the point of view of essentially all the characters' cell phone and everything that they're recording. And so you're looking at what the character is recording.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very disconcerting. But the audience that film was targeted at, that is how they interact. And that is how they communicate. And they're so far removed. They're layers and layers removed from the actual event.
Yep.
It was kind of disconcerting, but that's for those people, that is their reality, and that is how they communicate, and that is how they see the world.
Yeah.
But it was very disconcerting for me.
Sure.
That's okay, because the world is not, going to adapt to me.
Yep.
So
aside from the cataclysmic part of Oasis, the world of virtual reality and a game where you can actually live a second life, such as Oasis, actually does exist. So
I had no doubt.
There you go. Pretty crazy stuff. Awesome. So Ready Player One is out there. It's still out in the theaters. Very cool. What do we? What do you have as a stream?
A Ghost Story.
Okay.
This is rated R, written and directed by David Lowery. It stars Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara. And this is about a young couple and... you see them, and then quite quickly in the film, the character Casey Affleck.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere is right here, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio. I'm Bill Wolfson, one of your sports guys, and I'm here solo tonight. We may see John Manfreda sighting. Packer Patty Smits is on her way to some sort of convention involving lawyers or something like that, or who knows. But she's not going to be here, so you're stuck with me till John gets here, if John gets here. So we'll find out what's going on in the wonderful world of the news. So let's hear what they have to say on the news.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House press briefing, Health and Human Services Secretary